Well, what's Universal Time? Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting the Syrian civil war appears to have entered a new phase as forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad battle rebels near Aleppo. A rebel source said there were more than 100 government airstrikes Thursday on four villages near Aleppo. The government's offensive has been coordinated with round-the-clock Russian airstrikes. Battlefield reversals by anti-Assad forces have opened the prospect of a prolonged government siege against rebels in Aleppo. The fighting is spurring thousands of civilians to flee the area. World leaders meeting in London have pledged $10 billion in humanitarian relief, jobs, and education for those fleeing the war in Syria. Henry Ridgewell takes a look.
Arriving at the Syria Donors Conference Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry implored the world to act fast.
If people are reduced to eating grass and leaves and killing stray animals in order to survive on a day-to-day basis, that is something that should tear at the conscience of all civilized people, and we all have a responsibility to respond to it.
The response was better than many had hoped for. $10 billion were pledged for 2016 and a further $5 billion in the years up to 2020. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Somali officials investigating an apparent bomb blast that forced a passenger jet to make an emergency landing in Mogadishu say the explosion was likely the work of the militant group Al-Shabaab. Sierra Leone released 55 people from quarantine Wednesday after declaring them Ebola-free. They were quarantined last month after two new cases of Ebola were confirmed. This is VOA News. The senior U.S. military